Creator Hub is the place to be for aspiring creators to connect, learn, and grow. Every Sunday, they release an episode with the latest creators' news and one thing that will help you grow as a creator. Creating content on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or even a podcast shouldn't feel lonely. Listen to the Creator Hub podcast to grow and monetize your brand with like-minded creators. You can find the Creator Hub wherever you listen to podcasts by searching for the Creator Hub with the number 8. That's C-R-E, then the number 8, T-O-R, Hub. Creator Hub. Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by On Air Fest. It's the premier cultural event for audio creatives and inspired listeners, bringing together an expansive range of emerging and established voices to explore the creative possibilities of sound. On Air Fest carves a place for artists and storytellers who are defining this moment in audio. The event runs from February 23rd through 26th in Brooklyn, New York. You can learn more and purchase tickets at onairfest.com. Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Ariel here. Quick question for you, dear listener. Should I change the name of this show to Simply Earbuds or just Podcast Recommendations from Earbuds? No more of this feedback with business? I'd love to know what you think. I've been hosting the show since 2019, so it's been a while. And number one, I love change. I love changing things up, sometimes just for the sake of changing things up, but also to serve a greater purpose, which would be to help folks find the show, to make it as easy to access as possible. So I'm wondering if you think I should change the name. I'm definitely open to suggestions, feedback. Ha, get it? Feedback with Earbuds. Would love to hear from you on this. Thank you for brainstorming with me. Your reward is that you now get some podcast recommendations. We are continuing our Black History Month podcast recommendations this week, but first, let's recap last week's podcast recommendations. Our curator who kicked off our Black History Month themed lists was Marcia Cork. Her theme was called Black History Making Podcasts and Podcasters. These podcasts were on a wide range of topics. We listened to Marcia's podcast, which was called Ooh, Those Effin' C Words. We listened to Reality with the King and Ratchet and Respectable. Then we listened to Brown Ambition, and we closed it out with Therapy for Black Girls. Did you get a chance to listen to any of Marcia's podcast recommendations? If so, did you find a new favorite show? Let me know. You can tweet at me at RE this and that. Now on to this week's list of podcast recommendations. Our curator is Daniela Barreto, and her theme is called Canadian Black History and Futures. Daniela writes that Black people are often written out of Canada's history, and she wants to change that. In a bit, we will hear directly from Daniela. We'll learn about her podcast recommendations and why she selected them. After that, we'll tell you about this week's Spotlight podcast pick, which is a show called Sound Judgment. This show goes behind the scenes with today's great hosts to learn about their creative processes and what they do to captivate audiences. After the Spotlight pick, we'll share a podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I've got some podcast industry news for you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to more podcasts. Let's get started with Daniela's podcast recommendations for the theme Canadian Black History and Futures.
Hi, I'm Daniela Barreto, Digital Activism Coordinator at Amnesty International Canada. I decided to pitch something new at my job and created a branded podcast for Amnesty on anti-Black racism, policing, and surveillance. It's a narrative nonfiction podcast that delves into what anti-Black racism really looks like in Canada, despite everything we're told, that it's not as bad as the United States. I've produced, written, and hosted Rights Back at You myself, with some production support from Sarisha Iyer in the early days of the show and post-production support from Katie Jensen at Vocal Fry Studios. This was an all-women production team. So the theme I chose was Canadian Black Histories and Futures. I chose this theme because on these stolen lands, Black people are often written out of Canada's past, present, and future. And in the show, there's also a focus on how we can birth new, better futures. It's important to situate Black people as present here, whether we've been brought here through enslavement or pushed here away from places seeking better opportunities. So we get into this on Rights Back at You as well, but it's impossible to talk about white supremacy in Canada without also understanding and mentioning how the oppression of Indigenous peoples goes hand in hand with anti-Black racism. So on to the podcast episodes I chose. First is from Rights Back at You, our brand new show. The episode I picked was episode 2, called Street Surveillance and the War on Drugs. In it, we focus on Vancouver's downtown east side and connect with an overdose prevention activist, Hugh Lampkin, who is a longtime harm reduction activist and drug user. And we investigate how drug criminalization impacts Black people in Canada. And we also take a visit to the MySafe machine, which is a palm-scanning smart vending machine for drugs. Basically, the purpose is trying to interrupt the drug poisoning crisis by providing a safe, regulated supply of medication to registered users. The second episode I picked is from a show called Africville Forever. The episode I chose is called Thrive. So, Africville is a historical Black Nova Scotian community. And if you care about racism, displaced peoples, and social justice, then you need to know the story of Africville Forever. In it, you can hear how the people still feel the joy of Africville in Nova Scotia, even generations later. You'll hear about the memories of elders from there, some trailblazing Black hockey players, and the enduring strength of community despite systemic racism in Canada. There's some interesting discussion in the episode around slap shots in hockey probably being invented by Black players who imported some moves from baseball. The third podcast I picked is called Strong and Free, and the episode is called John Ware, the legend of Canada's first Black cowboy. This podcast is produced by Media Girlfriends for Historica Canada, and this episode enlightens us to a man named John Ware. Someone who could tame wild horses and apparently once walked across the backs of his cattle to help a ranch hand in need. He was considered the toughest of all the cowboys. He was also Black. This episode gets into the deep, long roots of Black people in the prairies who built communities and had a hand in building the prairie culture of Canada. The fourth podcast is Scene, and the episode I picked is called Transformative Justice for Self. So Black History Month is also about taking time for our relationships with ourselves and learning how we can be more gentle with ourselves in a society that's built on a culture of white supremacy. So hosts Nick and Lala, hi friends, discuss how their lives and their relationships with themselves have changed over time, and they explore the concept of transformative justice for self. Transformative justice seeks to respond to violence without creating more violence. And so they take this concept and try to apply it to how we interact with ourselves. It's fascinating. The last podcast I picked is called The Secret Life of Canada. And this episode is a crash course on Nora's place in Hogan's Alley. When vaudeville performer Nora Hendricks ended up in Vancouver in the early 1900s, she became a fixture in Hogan's Alley, which was the neighborhood at the center of Vancouver's Black community. That's just down the street from where I live, actually, now. And by the time she died at 100 years old in 1984, she had led the community and raised a large family. This included a grandson who lived with her in Hogan's Alley from time to time. His name was Jimi Hendrix. There used to be a shrine to Jimi Hendrix on Union Street, but it's been closed for quite some time. I hope people get a sense of the scale of Black people's existence in Canada. We're not just a footnote, and we have existed and will continue to exist here, pushing boundaries and working in solidarity with other oppressed communities. I hope you learn something new, and I hope these episodes inspire you to think of Canada differently. And please check out Rights Back at You. The remaining episodes will be coming out on Wednesdays throughout the month of February, and I really am excited for you to hear them. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Daniela, for curating this week's list of podcast recs and for sending in that clip. Daniela's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can easily find them. You can also get them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator yourself for this newsletter? You can learn more in our newsletter, which you can get by going to our website, earbuds.audio. Next, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting a show called Sound Judgment. Here's host Elaine Appleton Grant to tell us about the show.
We are so excited to have been selected as an Earbuds Spotlight pick. I'm Elaine Appleton Grant, host of Sound Judgment, the show that takes you behind the scenes with today's top podcast hosts as they unpack their storytelling magic. I'm on a quest to identify the universal skills of hostiness, a term made up years ago to describe the mysterious qualities that make some hosts so compelling. We dissect episodes from Snap Judgment, Last Day, What Should I Read Next, and more, with hosts like Glenn Washington, Stephanie Whittleswax, Ann Bogle, and Jay Baer. Follow the show Earworthy Calls, a masterclass in podcasting wherever you listen.
Thank you, Elaine. Now, here's the fiction podcast pairing section of the show. We're partnering with Realm Media, who is pairing a podcast with our theme each week. And this week, since our theme is Canadian Black History and Futures, Realm chose the show Obsidian. Here's a bit about the show. Obsidian is a speculative fiction podcast based in Afrofuturism. Each episode tells a story that sits at the crossroads of Blackness, technology, and science. Find and follow Obsidian wherever you listen to podcasts. Next up, the podcast news and tidbits segment of the show. Here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. First, Strong Sense of Place is a biweekly show for book lovers who are curious about the world and travelers who love to read. The fifth season just started with an episode about Spain, partially because Condé Nast Traveler, Vogue, and Architectural Digest all name Spain one of the best places to visit in 2023, but also because this show is a great way to beat the winter blahs. Listeners can daydream about sunny Spain and plan a future vacation. Next, the theme of 2023's Black History Month is Black Resistance. So each week, Project Parenthood host Dr. Nanika Kaur will be interviewing Black mental health experts and teaching listeners how to raise kids with a healthy racial identity and an interest in racial justice. Next, ooh, those effing C words, change and confidence. You heard about this podcast from Marcia Cork last week. She was our curator, but we want to share it again. This show discusses loss and grief, hardship and starting over, making professional pivots and ending relationships and friendships. These are real stories from interviews and one-on-one coaching sessions with Marcia, who is also known as the Change Coach. These conversations push us to become the solution instead of waiting for one, and they push us to have the confidence to navigate change. Next, did you know that I am launching a podcast about podcast trailers? It's called Trailer Park, the Podcast Trailer Podcast. Each episode will feature a trailer for a podcast, and then my co-host Tim and I will discuss that trailer. You can learn more and even submit a trailer of your own by going to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. You can subscribe to the show now. We have three short teaser episodes out, and in a few weeks, episode one will drop with a trailer about neurodiversity. And last, are you subscribed to Pod News? It's a daily newsletter that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. Here are some of this week's stories. Number one, Edison Research will be releasing two new podcast listener studies this quarter. Hit Play Boomer, Podcasting's 55-plus Opportunity, and the Gen Z Podcast Listening Report. These studies will focus on podcast habits, motivations, and behaviors for these two groups, and they'll be the most detailed data about these listeners yet to be published. Number two from Pod News. Media companies are hiring more podcasters, says the State of Podcasting 2022 report published by Muckrack. Number three, Pod News started a series of articles about podcasting in East and South Asia. Japan, Korea, Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam have a combined population of 734 million people, more than twice the size of the U.S., and we can expect podcast listening to grow much faster in many of these countries than in the U.S. And last from Pod News, Research from Acast shows that 2/3 of U.S. marketers plan to spend more on podcast advertising this year. Read all of these stories and much more at podnews.net. And then make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. That's the end of the show for this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.